నమోస్తుతే
నమోస్తుదే
వ్యాస విశాల బుద్ధే
వ్యాస విశాల బుద్ధే
పుల్లారవిందాయ తపత్ర నేత్ర
పుల్లారవిందాయ తపత్ర నేత్ర
యేన త్వయా
యేన త్వయా
భారత తైల పూర్ణః
భారత తైల పూర్ణః
ప్రజ్వాలితో
ప్రజ్వాలితో
జ్ఞానమయ ప్రదీపః
జ్ఞానమయ ప్రదీపః.
సో ఇన్ ది ఫస్ట్ వర్స్ లాస్ట్ వీక్ వి సా ది ఫస్ట్ ధ్యాన శ్లోక invocation of Bhagavad Gita herself, invoking Bhagavad Gita herself as a mother, and there again it only describes what is Bhagavad Gita. Main line in the verse is Bhagavad Gita is a bhavadveshini. Bhavadveshini, that's the main word, no? Bhavaha means life of becoming. Life of becoming means what? No, being subject to life of transmigration. Okay, that is bhavaha means samsaraha, the ocean of bhavaha means actually becoming, and bhavaha says Shiva, Lord Shiva also called bhavaha. Bhavaha means samsaraha. Samsaraha means life of transmigration. What is life of transmigration? A beginningless, endless, okay, cycle of births and deaths. Beginningless, endless cycle of many, many, many births and deaths is called bhavaha samsaraha. And dveshini literally means hater. But here it does not mean hater, okay? One who frees, one who liberates or frees one from the life of becoming. Bhagavad Gita is here means liberator, the freer. Listen now. One who liberates, frees from the life of becoming, life of samsara. And that is understood. So once you study the subject matter of Bhagavad Gita carefully, systematically, regularly, and you understand it. Second thing, okay? If you study systematically with the teacher and regularly, then understand the subject matter, the content of the subject matter of the Bhagavad Gita, then having understood it, you know, retaining it in the mind always without forgetting it, understand, not something for, or if you forget also, understand it and retain it mentally without, in the mind without forgetting. And then again and again, because subject matter of the subject Bhagavad Gita happens to be the subject matter of the Upanishads, and subject matter is the subtlest, very, very subtle, profound subject matter. Therefore, it has to be again and again and again and again, you know, recollected and thought of. Understand? That is very important. That's what is contemplation, in fact. So, then this Bhagavad Gita will help you. Subject matter of Bhagavad Gita studied, understood, retained, meditated upon will result in moksha. Will result in the vision which itself is freedom. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita is called Bhavadveshini. That is the main thing. Understand? Yeah. Bhavadveshini. Piruvye Nikvavul. Bhagavad Gita Spiruvye Nikabol. Bhavadveshini. Bhavadveshini. Yeah. Then his explanation I gave you, how does Bhagavad Gita is a liberate? How is Bhagavad Gita liberator? Understand? How does she liberate you? Free you from bondage of samsara. I explained. If simply taking Bhagavad Gita, if you do puja every day, then Bhagavad Gita will not liberate. Understand? Or even if you simply start mechanically chant the verse also, then it will not work. Or even if you understand the subject, understand subject matter also is okay, but it's not enough. study it with Shraddha, great Shraddha, how we drink, how we eat regularly. Similarly, Bhagavad Gita also should be, the mind should be fed with subject matter of Bhagavad Gita. We feed a body with food and water and all the nutrients, and then we go for extra vitamin tablets and all that. So here also, mind should be fed with subject matter of Bhagavad Gita regularly, systematically, then understood. Okay, it should be retained and constantly it should be thought of. That is, a constant touch is very important, otherwise it will not take very long for the mind to go away. But the mind has to be always in the Shastram, so you should try to be, keep it in your mind. It should not be forgotten. And if it's not, it should not be forgotten, it should be understood well and retained also. If it has to be retained, it should be understood well. If it has to be understood well, correctly, properly, then it has to be studied well. Only then Bhagavad Gita will be Bhavadveshini. Piravi kadal indru vidubara chehiravad. That is the meaning. Chai Bhavadveshini. Okay. In the second verse, we pay our salutations to, respects to the great sage Vyasa. Why? Because Vyasa for us is Sakshat Bhagavan. You know that Shankara and Vyasa, Adi Shankara is looked upon as the incarnation of Lord Shiva. We say everything is Ishvara. Understand? For us, there's only Ishvara. And therefore, people also say Vyasa also is incarnation of Vishnu. That is why Shankaram Shankaracharyam Keshavam Badarayanam. Badarayana is the name of Vyasa. Understand? And who is Badarayana? Keshava. Who is Shankara? Shankaracharya? Shankara. Shiva. Understand? Sutra Bhashya Kritau Vande Bhagavantau Punah Punaha. When you say, again and again, we bow to the feet of, we bow to these two Mahatmas, Bhagavan himself in the form of these two Mahatmas. And who are they? One wrote Bhashyam, one wrote Sutra, Mnu Sutras. Sutra Bhashya Kritav. Shankara wrote Bhashyam and this Vyasa wrote Sutrani. Brahma Sutrani. No? Brahma Sutrani means he wrote all the 18 Puranas. Not 18 Puranas, okay? That is Puranas and all Mahabharatam. He wrote everything. So she did so many things. But mainly, he is acknowledged here as writer of Brahma Sutras, an analytical study of Vedanta, Upanishads. And so that's why we say, and who is this Vyasa Badarayana, who is Lord Keshava himself, and Shankaracharya, who is Lord Shiva himself. That means what? Both are incarnations of the Lord. Nowadays we say everybody is incarnation. What about, understand, Mahatmas? Therefore, Anhach, this great person is our Vyasa. And in this way, second verse, we pay our respects, salutations to Vyasa. Let's say, Namostute.
Namostute.
So, Namostute means Namaha Astu Te. Astu Irkattum. May it be. Let it be. Astu. To whom? No, Namaha Astu. Namaha Astu. Vanakkangal Irkattum. Or Umakku Vanakkam. Okay, we simply say that. Namaha Astu. Literal meaning, okay? Namaha Astu. Salutations. To whom? Te Namaha Astu Te to you. Unak Umak. Namaha Astu Te. Salutations unto you. Namostu Te.
Namostu Te.
Here addressing Vyasa directly. Vyasa.
Vyasa.
Hey Vyasa. Namaha Astu. Te Namaha Astu. Vyasare Umak Vanakam. How will you say? Vyasa Namaha Astu Te. Salutations unto you. Namostu Te Vyasa.
Namostu Te Vyasa.
He Vyasa Te Namaha Astu. Vishala Buddhe.
Vishala Buddhe.
And what do you mean all other words? Vishala Buddhe, Pullara Vindayata Patranetra, Enatvaya Bharata Tailapurnaha, Prajwalato, Jnanamaya Pradipaha. So the words or adjectives for this Vyasa. Hey Vyasa. So here, Vyasa Vishala Buddhe. So which sort of Vyasa he is? Vyasa or an ordinary person, Vishala Buddhihi. You know, Vishala Buddhihi, Vishala Buddhihi, Yasya Saha Vishala Buddhihi. And Vishalamana Buddhi Udayavare, when you say Vishala Buddhe, okay? Oh, person, oh, man of wide vision, oh, person of wide vision. When you say, we were to Mela Vishala Buddhe, Vishala Buddhihi is the one who is of wide vision. And oh, the one who has wide vision, when it's invocative, we say Vishala Buddhe. And wide vision means what? Whose vision is wide? A wide is a word, now let's understand. How wide was, wide means what? Vishala Buddhihi. How wide was his vision? Whose vision is the widest vision? Whose vision cannot be wider than other people, no? Any other person of wide vision. In fact, wide vision means the one who sees everything as Ishvara. The one who does not see a second reality or does not see a second thing is the man of wide vision. Understand? How wide is your vision? Understand? One who sees the timeless, space limitless, object-based limitless reality as the whole. Understand? That person is the person of wide vision. Therefore, Vishala Buddhe, Mahatma Jnani. So, Vyasa, Vyasare, in all vocative case, Vyasa, Vishala Buddhe, hey Vyasa, Vishala Buddhe, Te Namaha Astu. Salutations unto you. Then, Pullaravindayata Patra Netra.
Pullaravindayata Patra Netra.
So, Pulla means well bloom, okay? Not a bud. Pulla, Aravinda is a lotus. Pulla, Aravinda, Ayata, like. Pulla, Aravinda, Ayata, Patra, Netra. Aravinda, Ayata, Patra, Netra. Pulla, Aravinda, Ayata, Patra, Netra. So, one who has eyes, one whose eyes are as wide and beautiful as the well-bloom, no, this lotus petal. Pulla Aravinda Ayata Patra Netra. Pulla Aravinda Ayata Patra Netra.
Pulla Aravinda Ayata Patra Netra.
Again, we should not literally take the meaning here. Imagine if his eyes were like petal of a lotus, okay? That means, again, already has been explained, the eyes are more beautiful of a person whose vision is, who has wide vision. Isn't it? Vishala Buddhihi.
Pullaravindayata Patra Netra.
Pullaravindayata Patra Netra.
Again, we say here, Yenatvaya. Okay, Yena, by who, by which you, Tvaya, you, by you, Unnal, Ummal. Yena is a relative pronoun. Yenda Unmal, when you want to say, Yenda Unnal, when you want to say, it's again relative pronoun. Yena Tvaya, by which you, Bharata Taila Purnaha, Jnana Mayaha Pradipaha Prajwalitaha. So here, Jnana Mayaha Pradipaha Prajwalitaha. See, Jnana Mayaha Deepaha, Pradipaha. Pradipaha Prakarshena, no? Deepyate iti pradipaha. Deepyate iti pradipaha. So that which illumines all the minds with the knowledge is pradipa. Understand now. Light of knowledge. So here the light of jnanamayaha deepaha. Not this oil lamp or any other lamp. This is the light of knowledge. Light of knowledge prajwalitaha. light of knowledge prajwalataha was lit. Prajwalataha, the light of knowledge was lit. And for the light of knowledge to be lit, and it needs an oil. What is the oil here? Bharata Taila Purnaha, filled with the oil of Mahabharatam. Understand now? Filled with oil of Mahabharatam. Then by you, the light of knowledge, lamp of knowledge was lit by you. So, what should we take the meaning? Hey Vyasa, by whom? By you, the lamp of knowledge, light of knowledge, filled with the oil of Mahabharatam, was lit, and you are a man of great vision, wide vision, and whose eyes are beautiful like lotus petal, and salutations unto you. Is it clear? That's the meaning. So in the second verse, we pay our respects to Vyasa. So first to Bhagavad Gita, and second to Vyasa.
Namostute, namostute,
Vyasa Vishala Buddhe,
Vyasa Vishala Buddhe.
Put all these words and work it your case. Will you wait a minute?
Pullaravindayata Patranetra,
Pullaravindayata Patranetra,
Yenatvaya, Bharata Taila Purnaha,
Bharata Taila Purnaha,
Prajwalito,
Prajwalito,
Jnanamaya Pradipa,
Jnanamaya Pradipa.
Prapanna Parijataya,
Prapanna Parijataya,
Totra Vetraika Parnaye,
Totra Vetraika Parnaye,
Jnanamudraya Krishnaya,
Jnanamudraya Krishnaya,
Gītāmṛta duhe namaha,
Gītāmṛta duhe namaha,
Prapanna Parijataya,
Prapanna Parijataya,
Totra Vetraika Parnaye,
Totra Vetraika Parnaye,
Jnanamudraya Krishnaya,
Jnanamudraya Krishnaya,
Gītāmṛta duhe namaha,
Gītāmṛta duhe namaha.
Okay, I'll see them in next class. We'll go to the